On a Friday, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. There is growing evidence that the molecules necessary for life were formed in the space between stars. An astrophysicist and author is teaching kids and adults about our intricate relationship with the entire universe. Ray Jayawardhana is an astronomy professor at Cornell University and dean of the College of Arts and Sciences there. He's written a picture book for kids. It's called Child of the Universe, and he spoke with WPR host Healy Baltina.
In one of the first few pages of your book, a father tells his child, "The universe conspired to make you." What an incredible statement in a world where sometimes we wonder, why am I here?
Indeed, the idea is to inspire a sense of wonder about how we are connected to the rest of the cosmos. So the book really tries to highlight the deep and enduring links between the universe at large and us on this little planet Earth, while also evoking a sense of wonder in kids about the universe beyond and inspiring a sense of grand possibilities for themselves.
Then how do you connect what we know about the physical makeup of the universe to the makeup of our bodies, of our world?
Those connections are real and based on scientific discoveries. To begin with, the long popular idea that we are stardust, that the atoms that make up our bodies and our planet were cooked inside stars that lived and died long ago. So right from that elemental point on, there's so many connections between what we are and what's out there beyond the thin sliver of air that surrounds the Earth. Those connections go obviously a lot far beyond the elements themselves, in that in cold depths of interstellar space, there's growing evidence of more and more complex molecules forging. And there's evidence of asteroids and comets bringing water and other important molecules to the Earth, and perhaps even shaping evolution on our planet through devastating impacts like the one that probably wiped out the dinosaurs.
Sometimes we think about the world existing in the solar system and we don't think very far beyond that, but it's not just our sun. There are so many suns and so much out there. How should we think about that?
Astronomers have identified several thousand worlds beyond our solar system just since the mid-1990s. So we now have some sense of the incredible diversity of worlds out there. And we're beginning to look for evidence of life far beyond Earth. For now, the Earth is the only planet on which for sure we know there is life. But are we alone? That's one of the most profound and fundamental questions about our place in the universe. And we are closer than ever to being able to address that. We don't yet know whether life is common or rare.
Ray Jayawardhana is an astrophysicist and an author. His children's book is a story of love and also science. This is the Ideas Network. Ray, you search out in the universe. Your work can involve telescopes with magnificent power to see things far away. And yet this book is not full of photos from space. It's drawn. It's got bright colors, almost really personal images. Why did you make that choice?
Because the illustrator, Raul Colon, had a vision for the book that captured both the physical and the poetic in, I would say, spectacular ways, you know, together with questions of mystery and complexity about the universe. We also wanted to show the little girl in the book at home in the universe, sense that of grandeur and possibility for herself, but also in turn show that she embodies the universe in the ways that I described a bit earlier.
You include an author's note that we shouldn't think of the universe as out there. Why should we change our perspective?
Because every single second of every day and night, we have trillions and trillions of neutrinos from the sun and beyond passing through our bodies, hardly leaving a trace ever, and yet we are bombarded by particles from beyond. That's just one teeny tiny example of our ongoing connections to the rest of the cosmos. And for another more dramatic reminder is aurorae, northern and southern lights, which are the result of solar flares interacting with the upper reaches of the Earth's atmosphere, reminding us that space weather, as we call it, affects the Earth. And as a technological society, if anything, we are more vulnerable to space weather now than we might have been a couple of hundred years ago, because the GPS system, satellite communications, air traffic, all of that could be affected by a solar storm.
How do you want us to use this book you've written as a conversation starter with our kids or maybe among other adults?
I hope it draws us to think bigger, broader, and more hopeful thoughts. It reminds us of the grandeur of all that's out there and that we're part of it all. That we share a planet with each other and are tied to it in so many ways. And yet our human audacity and reach has brought us far and gives us hope for the future. So I hope at a time of distress and devastation in particular, this book provides a glimmer of positivity, hope, and aspiration.
Has it done that for you?
It certainly has, and I was thrilled to be able to surprise my 6-year-old daughter on her birthday with the first copy of the book.
What did she think?
Oh, she thought it was the coolest thing ever. The real reason for writing the book was to be a cooler dad, of course.
Of course. Makes total sense. Ray, thank you so much for your time today.
Great speaking with you, Keely. Thank you.
That was Cooler Dad, Ray Jeyawardena, talking with WPR host Keely Baltina. His new picture book for kids is called Child of the Universe. Ray is an author and an astrophysicist. He is a professor of astronomy at Cornell University and dean of the College of Arts and Sciences there. Coming up, we learn why clear face masks might be better for childcare providers. Facial expressions are lost behind a mask. What could that mean for kids? We hear from a psychologist when we come back in a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.